B-Pod Studios.
Our next guest, his head may be spinning today. There's a lot of stuff going on with the legal tampering period in the NFL where we're getting the notice of teams signing other players, and the Washington Redskins cashing on Landon Collins on a monster deal. But the Eagles that earlier acquired Malik Jackson, and maybe DeSean Jackson comes this way for the latest on the NFL free agent signings and the Eagles. James Palmer, the NFL Network on the Comcast Business Hotline. James, how are we feeling today?
We're good, Mike. You're right, man. You know, I really am not happy about having two cell phones like 364 other days of the year, but today's the only time where everything kind of works out, having being that idiot that's got two cell phones going around himself, because today is kind of nuts. And you mentioned Landon Collins. I'm still trying to digest that one right now, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money for a safety, is it not?
It's a ton, and the funny part about it is, if you remember the safety market last season and how slow it went, and you know the money really wasn't there for safeties. A lot of people say the Eric Reed situation maybe had played a factor in that. You know, not going out and overpaying guys when Eric Reed, one of the better safeties around, was not employed, and then he goes and signs his extension right before everything picks up for free agency here, and now you're seeing the safety market be just completely different than it was a year ago, and we still haven't seen where Earl Thomas is going to go or Tyrann Mathieu. He was offered about 9.5 a year from the Texans. He wants to stay there, but he's going to test the market. But the Landon Collins one, I mean, with 45 guaranteed through the first 3 years, is a wild play. And inside the division, there'll be some motivation there, but I think it's too much for a guy that has a couple holes in his game, but the age plays a part in it for him, being still on the younger side of things.
Yeah, it's 6 year, $84 million, and 45 guarantee. All right, let's talk about what the Eagles did and with the Malik Jackson thing. First of all, how do you see that? Was that guy's going to be a major deal? Now, they paid a lot for it, but that's a big help.
This is a guy I've known Malik for a really long time, and I've known him really well. He was in Denver when they were what many people consider one of the greatest defenses of all time. And with DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller on the outside, they got a lot of what they were able to accomplish in getting the quarterback because of what Malik Jackson was doing in the middle. And he is just, I'm thinking of what this defensive line is going to be like now that they brought Brandon Graham back with Fletcher Cox and Barnett, and you put Malik Jackson in there. I mean, the guy is dynamic against the run. You guys are going to love him because he's about as honest as you get as an individual. He's going to tell you exactly what he's thinking. If something's wrong in the locker room or something's wrong with how they played, he's going to tell you exactly what he thinks. He speaks his mind, but he is still a really, really good football player. And I'm just thinking about, with the Peters move and Brandon Brooks is getting his boot off for his Achilles, I think today, to me, the trenches are still where you win football games. And I think the Eagles are shaping up, how do they bring back Kelsey, shaping up offensive, defensive line. I think looking pretty dang good.
All right, let's talk about some skill players, because today DeSean Jackson says he wants Philly, or at least it's rumored that he wants Philly, and he's not going to go back to Tampa Bay. What are the chances that they go out and grab him, and what about the running back situation? Where are they going with that?
Yeah, the running back spot is one that that's definitely a need for them. If they could go and if they could predict the future and knew they'd get a guy like Josh Jacobs in the draft, then you can kind of know where you stand there. But that's a spot that they're really going to need to find a need. And that's one of the things, how he's going to still kick the tires on everything that's around out there, even if it seems like a pipe dream like Lev Bell. But at the receiver spot with DeSean Jackson, I love that he's going out and more or less releasing himself from the Buccaneers before they've even officially done anything with him. He's doing his own, I guess, Antonio Brown type of thing. But I remember doing the game in week two down there. I did a lot of actually Bucs games early in the year last year. And I remember talking to Malcolm Jenkins where he was telling me, we're not concerned about Mike Evans. Our concern is DeSean Jackson. And you saw him go out right off the bat in that game and show why Malcolm was worried about DeSean. He still can play. And he didn't like playing with Winston. He liked playing with Fitzmore. It got him kind of irked a little bit over this last season. But, the speed that he brings and the way he changes it for underneath stuff that I think Alshon and Ertz could, definitely thrive in that spot to where he can go deep. I can see him being something that this is going to work out.
Do you think it's likely that he's going to be an Eagle?
I think I would say it's probably more likely than less likely.
Okay. Now, the Aguilar situation. That's a big, big number. What are they going to do there?
I think you got to find out what happens with DeSean first. And then, then I think you can figure out what you do with Nelson. Because then I think, I don't know if you need everyone, right? I mean, I don't see it, because you have a tight end that is one of the best pass catchers really in football, that gives you another added element to your receiving core that a lot of teams don't have. So I think that you got to see how the Deshaun Jackson thing falls to where you go with Nelson after that.
So if they sign Deshaun, Aguilar's gone, you think?
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. I mean, I really wouldn't be, just because I think you got to think about, you know, where they stand in terms of, I think the running back spot plays a part in it too. I mean, if they go out and find somebody if they have to pay for that spot, then maybe that plays a part into what they do with him as well.
Like Tevin Coleman, possibly.
Exactly. Yeah. Like if they go after Tevin Coleman, which some teams think he's going to be overpriced, that's still not, his market really hasn't been determined yet, but there's a couple teams think he's going to get a little higher paid than what he's probably worth. But we'll, you know, the Eagles are in play in there to see, you know, what they do. But I think those two things with Deshaun Jackson at the running back spot could play a factor in what happens.
All right, last question's got to be the linebacker situation with the Hicks thing. Are they going to let him go and address the linebacker situation, free agency or the draft? What do you think is going to happen there?
And the hard part is you just look at these linebacker deals that are getting done today, and you're going, man, if we're going to sign a linebacker in free agency, we're going to have to pony up. I mean, you look at the Trey Flowers deal, the Quan Alexander's coming off an ACL, and he goes out and gets paid. And, you know, I think you got to start going, wow, is this market climbing faster than we thought it was going to, we thought it was going to happen. You know, it's happening the same thing with the safeties. So then you got to start thinking, all right, is this something we have to find a way to address in the draft as well? Because I know Jordan's looking at those deals right now going, oh, this is what we're getting. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think he has to know too where he's at, that, you know, hometown discounts with these guys are things that rarely happen. So I think that's going to be a need. It's definitely a need. But now how you address it has changed after a couple of these early deals have kind of gone through.
All right. Do you like what they did with Jason Peters?
I do. You know, because this is the thing that sticks out to me is it's kind of you're delaying your need in a sense. You know, you still need to figure out what you're going to do for the future of your franchise at left tackle to protect your franchise quarterback. But I'm looking at it like he was coming off an ACL at the age he was at. He battled through injuries. He played in pretty much every game, but he had to come out so much. I think you are going to get a healthier Jason Peters with a full off season that involves, you know, not an ACL rehab. So I do think it changes and it frees them up some money the way they restructured it. So I do like the way they did it. But sometimes when you look at these things, you go, oh, great, you know, Jason Peters is back. But you're just delaying your long-term solution at the position at the same time.
Yep. All right, James, good stuff. I didn't even mention the Justin Coleman, the nickelback signing. The highest paid nickelback in league history, at the Lions, Justin Coleman. That's hard to believe.
It's nuts. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, there's a lot of money to be thrown around, and we haven't even really heard much from the teams that have all the money in the universe, right? We haven't really heard much from the Jets or the Colts, who are sitting there with about $100 million. I mean, it is wild today, the numbers that are getting thrown around, for sure.
All right, but thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Have a good one, guys.
James Palmer, NFL Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.